And 6 or 8 people could say that to me in the same night. And they're right. Because those 6 or 8 people all heard completely different things. Not because we're all in our own reality. We are, but not because of that. But because the compassion of existence is so actual, is so concerned specifically, really with you personally, with you directly, that it will actually cause the circumstances that are best, especially in those moments where it really matters. Well, when you come to a meeting like this, it doesn't have to be a Bodhi Center, but when you come to something like this with that sacred intention, with that open heart, with that spiritual hunger, you're much more likely to hear exactly what you need, whether I say it or not. Not because you imagined it, but because whatever words come out of the guy in the chair's mouth or the woman in the chair's mouth aren't what matters. What's behind the words, the divine living truth behind it, will come to you, will go to you. And you'll hear whatever you need to hear in the way that you need to hear it. But that can only happen if I'm not saying anything. That last part confuse anybody? Nobody? Wow. It's the advanced group.
Could you say that again?
Thank you. You're not the only one who didn't completely get it, but you're the most honest one. What I was describing can only occur if no ego is speaking. Words happen, thoughts, ideas, things get said, they have a meaning, they have a interpretable understandable significance. But that's not what matters. What matters is what isn't conveyed by the words or the concept. The truth has nothing to do with language. Language is just the way we communicate, the way we share thoughts and ideas and perceptions and descriptions. Language is mostly descriptive. Truth has nothing to do with the description of anything. Truth has to do with the reason your heart beats. It's alive. So the universe, existence, looks for any and all opportunities to use any and all conditions, circumstances, and people, and events to communicate itself.